Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
Thank you.
That was my... That was my opera rendition of...
If there was a perfect couple, then this one satisfies.
Ooh, very good enunciation.
Oh my God, you guys. Sorry.
No, I liked it.
Looks like L.
Who finally got a prize or really won the prize.
If it there ever was a perfect couple, this one qualifies. Oh my God, you guys. Oh my God.
Legally I wanted blonde, to harmonize, but it didn't opera. Work out.
I don't harmonize.
I like to just go for it. And if it doesn't work out, it just doesn't work out. But I just go for it.
That's
like Sun and I will walk down the street and we'll be like, da 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 da. And we'll hit the note and I'll just go for it, whatever it
good
is.
Good for you.
And then we like to laugh about it because it's never a good harmony.
I wish I could sing.
You can sing, you
I really
asshole.
Can't. I cannot. I will. Well, thank you.
You fully can. Your Robert Goulet is better than any I've ever heard.
Better than Robert Goulet himself.
Yeah.
Love, Merry Christmas from me and Vera. Well, we should probably introduce ourselves, shouldn't we, at this point?
Might as well.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And if you don't know by now, I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is... Throwback Thursday.
You threw a football just now.
I did throw a football.
You almost did. It was kind of like a slow motion football.
The football.
Oh, now you had a quote in musical theater. That's good.
And that just ruined it.
And it's like week 12 in football right now, folks. Welcome to Throwback Thursday.
Kevin's face. I was about to do something athletic. Then I followed through with the musical. He went from excited to crestfallen, doing the best impression of my father I have ever seen.
Oh my God.
My father finally knows your name.
Well, I was
going to
say,
that.
And I'm Kevin David Philip Seymour Hoffman Thomas.
Now
thank
he
you
knows.
Very much.
He's like, oh, good. Good. by the way, hey. Have yourself a merry little
Christmas.
Or dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Or if you're atheist, thank you.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, awesome.
Agnostics, dead silence. Our Christmas is coming up soon. Hanukkah,
yes, sir.
Yes, all falling on the same days.
The Christmas. Oh, is it this year?
Hanukkah falls
is not too
because
last year it was very early. I feel like
Hanukkah
was
very early.
Yeah.
No, Christmas and Hanukkah are coinciding. This
we
year.
Love when that happens. What are you doing? We're going. I'm going. My wife and I are going to visit my folks for a week in the old South Carolina, Georgia area.
Oh my gosh. How exciting.
Yeah, and we're going to go to McCormick, South Carolina, where my parents retired. And then we're going to go hi mom, and then we're also and dad. And then we're going to go to Gray, Georgia, which is just south of Atlanta. Hi Bryn and Chuck, Charlie, Maggie Beth, and David and Benjamin. And we're going to go see my sister and her family and my nephews and nieces.
How many nephews and nieces do you have?
I have 3 nephews and 1 niece. Aww. And then I have an older half-sister, Tracy, who lives in Jersey. And I have Rachel Joy is my other niece.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is so cute.
I know. So it's going to be family time all the way around.
This is like so not a question.
And then after South Carolina, we're going to go to see Sutton's family in Chicago.
In Chicago.
Evanston, yeah.
You're doing a lot of traveling.
Oh, it's 2 weeks. It's like a 2-week vacation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a week down there, a week up there.
Oh, my God. Well, stay safe. Have fun.
Thank you.
Do you do all of your shopping online?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What we end up doing is we usually just buy stuff on Amazon and just do the old Prime and have it like shipped to where everyone is.
Yeah. I feel like we should be under hairdressers right now.
I do feel like we're like getting my nails did. Yeah, like, hey, what you doing?
Kevin and I are getting a
mani-pedi. What
are you
doing for the holiday?
What are you doing for the holidays? We are. Let's see. We're staying here actually.
Oh.
Yeah. We're
staycation.
Staying we've decorated the apartment
and it looks fantastic.
I
noticed there is no Christmas tree.
No. Not.
No
yet.
Judgment. No judgment.
No. That's coming soon.
You celebrate the Hanukkah, is that true?
I celebrate the Hanukkah. My husband celebrates the Christmas.
Totally.
But yeah, no. So I don't know if you can tell, but tucked away in the corner over there is a dreidel bear. It's a teddy bear.
I didn't know
that
was
a dreidel. And if you squeeze it, he sings the dreidel song.
Does he?
He does.
That actually coincides with one of my favorite things.
What is
actually
one of your favorite things?
Well, there's the dreidel song is part of it, actually.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's invited in my holiday favorite thing.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah. Really? Okay. So mine is a Christmas special on television.
A Christmas special on television.
Yeah, 1988.
A
1988 holiday Christmas special. Now, this was a children's show that adults like to watch.
Is it Sesame Street?
No, but that's a good one. It's similar, but think dirtier. Think also, he also had this show open the Stephen Sondheim Theater.
Oh, shoot.
He was also arrested, but yes. I didn't want to go there.
Yes. Well first of all.
I didn't want to have to go there, Rob, because this is the holiday favorite thing.
This is, you know.
And I don't want to say why he got arrested either.
In my family, it's not a holiday without an arrest. So that's really what makes the holidays.
Fair enough.
If we don't see your brother-in-law, the sheriff or whatever it is.
Oh my God, my cousin,
your
that's
cousin
right.
show up, then right. it's not
the
Christmas.
The sergeant's not coming to town.
This is Pee-wee Herman.
This is exactly right. So Pee-wee Herman.
Thank God, because my other guest was Sutton Foster in Anything Goes, and I was hoping she wasn't arrested.
Remember that the Pee-wee Herman show opened up the Stephen Sondheim Theater when that
yes.
was that a couple years ago.
Paul Reubens, right?
That's exactly right, yeah. And so originally, I don't know if anyone out there loves the Pee-wee Herman show. I grew up with it. It was
yes.
one of my favorite television shows. And so what happened was in 1988, they did a Pee-wee Herman Christmas special, Pee-wee Herman's Christmas special. And it basically was of the 49 minute TV show. That was a special with all this regular guests, but then all these special musical guests. And what really rocked me, and I just watched it again last night, and what really kind of blows me away about it, especially in this day and age, in this life we're living in right now, I really was struck by the diversity, by the wide range of what you believe in is celebrated. It doesn't matter what color, what race, what anything you are. Pee-wee Herman kind of put an umbrella over all of that. And even as children, you don't realize that you're like maybe subconsciously affected by this, that you're witnessing these people. These, you know, Katie Lang is in it.
Oh, wow.
Let me give you the guests. Grace Jones, Katie Lang. Then you get like old school Frankie Valli and Annette Funicello. You get Joan Rivers. You have Cher, you've got Little Richard, you've got Zsa Zsa Gabor, you've got Dinah Shore. All these are guests on this very special Pee-wee Herman Christmas spectacular,
amazing.
As I like to call it. And have you ever seen it?
I have not.
Oh, wow.
No, I grew up with Pee-wee Herman.
And I'm telling you, my friend, I'll give you my DVD, or it's on Netflix. Just everyone, it's on Netflix.
So what's it called again? The Pee-wee Herman Christmas special?
I think Christmas is for Christmas. Pee-wee's Christmas. I should have the official title, but I just call it Pee-wee's Christmas.
Great, special. Pee-wee's Christmas.
And just look that up. And it's on Netflix, you guys. You can also find it on YouTube. I have a DVD of it. It's fun. It's awesome. It opens with an original song. Pee-wee's Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas. Pee-wee's Christmas, Merry,
is
Merry
Genie
Christmas.
Is Genie in it?
No, Genie's in it. Everyone's in it. Lawrence Fishburne is in it,
yes.
as, you know, the cowboy. But it opens with, now they're dressed in Marine uniforms, but they're not the Marines. But it opens with a very serious, it's the men's choir of UCLA, the UCLA Glee Club.
Oh, shit.
Of 1988. And it opens with them singing with Pee-wee, doing this opening number with choreography. They have hats, they have tambourine, they're like dancing, they're shaking everything. There's a Busby Berkeley sequence where the camera's above them and their legs go out, you know, it's like a circle around Pee-wee, you know, and they have the whole, and there must be at least 7 key changes. It's like Pee-wee's Christmas, very merry Christmas. Pee-wee's Christmas, merry merry Christmas. Pee-wee's Christmas. I mean, every, because they're like, and special guest Dinah Shore, special guest blah blah blah. You know, and they go through all of the guests, and you think, my God, there's, it's a 45 minute show. How many people do you have, Pee-wee?
That makes me so happy.
It's awesome, and so yes, if you're a fan of the original Pee-wee Playhouse, you've got all of like the, you've got Penny, you've got the cartoon, you've got all of the regular things that Pee-wee had. You've got Missy Vaughn, you've got yes. Jeannie, you've got Mecca Lecca High Lecca Hiney Ho. You've got all the stuff that you remember from your childhood, but then you have the special songs. And let's just have a little moment about what you're going to see. So first off. And all these people, you could tell, they like had a day of filming and they showed up, they did their thing and they left. Like it was like, it, and I did a little research, and like Cher, for instance, she had 45 minutes that she could film. So she doesn't even sing. She just shows up, says hi to Pee-wee, they talk, they do the magic word of the day. Remember?
Oh, yes.
It's year. So every time you hear that word, you got to scream real loud. And so, so the first number is Grace Jones. She comes out. They bring this package thinking it's for the White House, but they accidentally bring it to the Playhouse. So they messed up the word, the wrong delivery. Grace Jones comes out in full crazy, like Futurana, like yes. David Bowie, like
give it
outfit.
To me, Grace Jones.
Totally. And full 80s. The orchestration starts, and she's giving you like crazy arms, and then she sings, come, they told me, parap. Pum pum. She sings the Me and My Drum song, but it's this disco 80s version that you'd probably see like at like Studio 54 in the 70s. Like it feels like that.
Love
and
it.
But it's so trippy and weird. You're like, what were these people? It's like Bette Midler in Oklahoma. You're like in the Hawaiian Island. You're
Arthur
like,
Miller
what
also
were these people?
Wrote
exactly.
This screenplay
like,
as well.
What were these people thinking that she's like, me and my drum? And the orchestration's like, wacka, wacka, me and my drum. It's so weird. So then she gets done. There's more shenanigans. Then, do you know the Del Rio triplets?
Wait a minute.
Sorry, guys. DeRubio triplets.
Is now, this? I'm gonna
now,
tell
if
you
you're
if
gonna
I
bring
that,
this to Golden Girls, I'm gonna be really proud of you because they're on Golden Girls. As well.
Are they really?
Oh, no. Where were you thinking?
You know what I was thinking. You ever see that old? It's a 1940s musical. It's the three like gymnastic triplets where they like do like tumbling.
Oh,
and they do. You
no,
ever seen this?
No, 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 it's definitely not them.
What you're talking about then? Are the they're on the episode? Is it Save the Lighthouse episode? I don't know. I'm literally taking
yes.
my gay card away right now.
Oh my God! I just could kiss your face right now. It is exactly when they have to do the fundraiser.
Yes,
Sophia's like an agent now,
yes.
And she's like, "Hey, I got the perfect act for you. It's these guys." And then they sing. They sing. They're the Donatello triplets, and they're
yes,
and okay. they sing some. And they but they always have guitars, right?
Yes,
and they're like strumming the guitars, and they're not. It's not great, but yet they look exactly identical, all three of them.
This is either Save the Lighthouse or it's the episode where Bob Hope is Betty White's father. It's one of the two.
Yeah, guys, help us out because I think it's the Save the Lighthouse.
I love
they're
Save
doing
the
a
Lighthouse,
talent
though.
Show. And they're the,
let's
they're
talk
the,
about
oh
how good
God,
Save the
Jesus
Lighthouse
Christ,
is.
Why are we talking about this?
Sorry.
So anyway, so the DeRubio triplets come out with their guitars. But the funny thing is they're singing Sleigh Bells Ring with a country flair to it, of course, because they're like kind of country-ish singers. And but they are so clearly not playing the guitar. I mean, like the one is strumming, which bless her that she's even trying.
Life.
The other two are just holding the guitars. But they're like swaying together. They have clear choreography together. They have harmonies together. They are definitely in their 60s to early 70s. I looked it up. They're definitely been around for a while.
God.
It's a couple years. Yeah. So then they have them. Then you got Katie Lang coming out. And Katie Lang just like plays with all the toys on the set. And she sings Jingle Bell Rock. Running around, and then Dinah Shore is on TV. Pee-wee Ghost is his little video television thing, which we thought back in the day that'll never happen. That we'll talk to someone on TV. Well, it's all the time now. But so then Dinah Shore starts singing the 12 Days of Christmas, but she sings like the 30 Days of Christmas.
Wait a minute.
So the big joke is Pee-wee's like he like talks where she's like on the 12th day of Christmas. Then he's like, oh God, this is too long. So he goes away, does other business, comes back 5 minutes later. She's like on the 26th day of Chris, and he's like, oh, and poor Dinah is just singing by herself.
No, wait a minute. Are you
and he puts a cardboard cutout of himself.
Is Dinah Shore only on the television?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she did not want to show up to film.
No, she was like, no, I'll do it remotely.
Have you ever YouTubed Dinah Shore Ladies Who Lunch?
Those are words that I never thought would be in the same sentence, Rob.
You've never tangent. YouTube, Dinah Shore, Ladies Who Lunch.
Down.
On her television show, she had a Sondheim show. And
Dinah Shore did Sondheim?
And she does Ladies Who Lunch.
Okay.
But she does it as if she's singing, you know, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Like, here's to the girls who stay smart. Aren't they the best?
Oh, that's sweet, Dinah.
No irony, but just aren't they the best?
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. Dinah Shore, Ladies Who Lunch.
All right, that's a good little side note. Well, or you can watch her do, she gets interrupted. Like, Pee-wee's like watching her sing.
Nobody interrupts Dinah Shore.
Well, Oprah does.
Oh, never mind.
Right?
I'll be quiet.
But this is 1988 Oprah. So you don't know Oprah's going to be like Oprah God Oprah. Oh. So it's like, but yeah, foreshadowing.
This is only Color Purple Oprah at this point.
Exactly. So after Dinah Shore, then you have a little, then we have to, of course, we have to do a little Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. So who
best to do that than?
Ricardo Montalban.
Close. Charo.
This is literally the
Charo
perfect
comes out and
Christmas
like,
party.
She's like, Feliz Navidad. Dun, dun, prospero años. Dun. Yeah, exactly. And then they do the dreidel song. And they do it just a little snippet. But everyone's included in this Pee-wee special.
Who sings
Everybody,
the dreidel song?
Oh, God, I don't remember, Rob.
Oh, it's probably somebody.
I think it's like one of the characters.
Romero.
It's like one of the regular characters. And they just go into the dreidel song. Oh, I forget the lady's name. It's one of his regular ladies. And she's like, I don't celebrate Christmas, Pee-wee. I celebrate Hanukkah. And then they sing the dreidel song. And then they like, and it's just like a little like verse. And that's it.
Oh, my God. I wonder who it was. Okay.
So
Charlotte Ray from The Facts of Life.
No, it was one of his regulars, and I can't remember her name. It's not Miss Ivana, but it's the other one. Someone help me out when you hear this. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Pee-wee Playhouse, but I'm really a fan of Pee-wee's Christmas show, and I watch it every year.
I have never seen it. I cannot wait to see it.
It's so wacky.
That's what I'm doing this Christmas.
It's wacky and weird. I would suggest having a substance or a drink beforehand.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
and a happy
Merry
New
Christmas,
Year.
Merry, Merry Christmas, Pee Wee's Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas. What's your favorite thing, Rob?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I think that was it. That was it. My favorite thing is a Christmas present that has been given to all of us this year. We have had in the theater this year, we have had a wealth.
In the theater, you mean? Like, yeah. I thought you meant like the election cycle or something. And
no, I don't. I don't consider that.
Sorry. That's not good. Like,
that's,
you know,
just
what?
Me.
I'm just going to keep moving on.
Gift. This year, the theater has given us a wealth of riches.
Oh, I agree.
There is a movie that came out this year that I have seen its development for a couple of years now. I've been lucky enough to watch its development for a couple of years now. And it just was released in movie theaters. And I think it's the best documentary about this career and this life that's ever been made. The documentary is called The Best Worst Thing That Ever Could Have Happened, or, you know, Best Worst Thing That Ever Could Have Happened. And it is a documentary about the making of and the subsequent failure of Stephen Sondheim's musical, Merrily We Roll Along, which, as many of us musical theater aficionados know,
only ran for a few performances, 16 in 1981, before it closed. This documentary is directed by Lonnie Price, who was the original Charlie in Merrily We Roll Along, and somebody that I've had the great fortune of being able to assist on a couple of projects.
That's right.
A few years ago, Lonnie invited me and a few others to watch a rough cut of the film.
Sorry, did you say a few years ago?
Yeah. This documentary has been in the process now for 9 years, if not longer. But
I didn't know that you actually saw it.
Yeah, it's been in the process now for 9 years.
Wow!
And I got to watch a rough cut. The rough cut was beautiful, and what is now in the movie theater is absolutely incredibly stunning. I think there is no better way to end 2016 than going to see this movie. I think this movie should be required viewing. Anybody who's about to enter this profession, it is beautiful. It is touching. The first half of the movie focuses on the creation of Merrily, and the second half focuses on what happened to the people 30, 40 years later after the musical has...
It's kind of like Shuffle Along.
It's just like Shuffle
Along. Not at all, sorry.
Just like Shuffle Along.
I'm so rocked because I have not seen this. And you know that Merrily is probably...
I know.
It's one of my... I mean, it's so many people love it, but I did it in college. I love it. It's one of my favorite scores. It's probably my favorite Sondheim score, I'm going to have to say.
I disagree with you.
It's so special. And it being his least known work as far as... hit other than Anyone Can Whistle, you know, like it was can you imagine being cast in that show when you were cast and then you're like, shit, I got it made.
Well, here's
Sondheim and these guys, and like they did Sweeney Todd and all that, and now we're gonna run forever.
And you're absolutely right, because people are going to think this is going to be the next big
hit.
They
did, of course.
If everything
why not?
Else has been a hit before, why wouldn't this be? The cast was, they were looking for people 16 to 23 years of age.
Very young.
And here is the really cool thing in the documentary. When the musical was being made in 1981, ABC Television said, we want to do a documentary about how a musical comes to Broadway, from the audition process all the way up through opening night. And ABC recorded a full documentary about Merrily that never got produced. And so all of this footage of Jason Alexander auditioning for the first time, Jason Alexander, Lonnie Price, Jim Walton, Tanya Pinkins, Daisy Prince, Hal Prince, Stephen Sondheim, all being...
David Loud, yeah.
David Loud, all being interviewed in 1981, asking you, what do you think this show is going to be? What do you think your career is going to be? That has not been seen at all because the footage was thought lost. Lonnie has found... And so that footage is integrated all throughout the movie. It is so special and so beautiful. I cannot think of anything better for yourselves to do this holiday season than to treat yourself to go see this movie. If it's not playing in a city near you, find a city and go. It is worth it. I am so hoping that it will be on the short list for Academy Awards this year for Best Documentary, because it really does deserve the award. It's really special. It's really beautiful. And I think it's a great reminder of why we do what we do, how we got into this business, and how we have to stay true to ourselves, much like Merrily itself tells us.
Well, I was going to say, isn't that interesting that like the whole theme of the musical is about, you know, where you end up and how you planned on it and how that differs, right? And how like maybe you get a little bitter, whatever. And how this documentary came about, you know, 30 years later, almost in the same way that the musical gets done. You
it's
know,
doing,
you get to,
yeah.
you're, they're literally look, because for those of you who don't know, the original musical, it starts in the future and works its way backwards. So each scene mm-hmm. is a step backward in time. So you see this guy, Frank, coming back to a graduation, and he's talking to the students, and he's kind of bitter, and he's kind of like, whatever. And it's just like, you know, the old guy talking to like the kids, and the kids totally don't get it. But then as you go back in time, you see how he became the way he became, blah, blah, blah. But, you know... I can't wait to see it.
Did you play
I have
Frank?
Not seen it. No, in college I was a freshman, and I got called back for Charlie, didn't know what I was doing, and then I was in the ensemble. But we did the original. We didn't do
with
we
the
had
hills
no
of tomorrow.
We had no blobs and all of that, if you guys know what I'm talking about. But they've updated it and tried to make it and
well,
make it work.
What's so fascinating.
But we had the Hills of Tomorrow, we did all of that stuff.
This show since 1981, because I think you are right. I will go on record and I will say I think it is his greatest score.
I definitely.
And I think that this score, because it is so beautiful, everybody's tried to make this show work. It has had countless revisions, countless revisions, countless revivals all over the country,
all over the world,
hoping to finally try to get this thing to work. And unfortunately, it just doesn't ever seem to want to work.
It's like the Mac and Mabel, you know.
It's like Mac and Mabel. It doesn't
work.
And I think, and obviously,
it's
for the same reason that I think you hit on earlier, which is, you know, if the show starts with people that are angry and jaded and cynical, and we have to spend time with them for the first 20 minutes, it's really hard to want to follow them for the rest of the story. But my God, when you get to the end of that story,
but that's life too.
So my feeling is, if you want a really, really good cry, both tears of joy and tears of sorrow, please go see The Best Worst Thing That Ever Could Have Happened, a brilliant documentary by Lonnie Price. And I hope it's going to be available in all theaters, and I'm going to hope it's going to be available soon on iTunes as well.
Well done. And I've heard people writing into their theaters to say, please, you know, broadcast this movie. You know, I actually have heard of campaigns of people saying, you know, writing to their movies and saying, we gotta watch this.
This is special. This isn't just like, oh, we like theater, it's special to us. This documentary is about anyone who's ever grown older. That's all. If you have grown older, this documentary will touch you in ways that you were not expecting.
Yeah, so, well done, Ron.
Best Worst Thing That Ever Could Have Happened.
Wow, really, really, really good one. And mine is the Pee Wee Christmas special.
Tears of joy, tears of sorrow.
Bring it on.
What a Christmas.
Why not? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, and once again to our atheists and agnostics. Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
And have a happy holiday.
Drops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.